Ronald Frame has written a prequel to Great Expectations, which centres on one of Dickens' most remarkable and enduring characters, Miss Havisham, the heartbroken and bitter spinster bride of Satis Hall. Initially starting life as a Radio 3 play, in Havisham, Frame colours in the backstory of a motherless Catherine growing up with her brewery-owning father and brash half-brother, and plots her privileged but vulnerable early life. Ronald, did you feel you were able to make Miss Havisham a more rounded figure? I mean, in Great Expectations, she is a truly bitter and vindictive woman. Do you think that any sort of redemption is possible with her character?
She wasn't presumably born bitter. So my purpose was to go back into the past and to sort of provide another reading of the character. Here was somebody whom we know is a mad recluse, but obviously early on in life was a completely different person, had everything going for her. Her life seemed to promise so much. So what had happened that had changed her life so markedly? I had to do some research about it. I mean, we knew that her father was a brewer in Kent. But one of the things that did become apparent was that brewers in those days, end of the 18th century, early 19th century, had very much become the aristocrats of trade and had made a lot of money quickly. And so I had this notion that I could somehow take this Dickens universe and thinking, well, what would Joseph Havisham have done with this daughter who, you know, didn't have a mother, who was a bit proud, a bit wayward? You know, he would have given her some polish, the rudiments of a kind of old-fashioned classical education, and he would have tried, presumably, to marry her well.
And you chose to eschew Dickens' style completely. You didn't want to write a 19th-century novel. Why was that?
I just didn't see the point of it, sitting down in 2012 and trying to write a piece of cold Victorian fiction and sort of trying to prove how clever I was and doubtless kind of leaving myself open to all sorts of accusations that I got my details wrong and anachronisms and all the rest of it.
What are the advantages of writing a prequel or a sequel? I mean, I suppose those readers' familiarity.
Yes, you are tackling a character that people feel affection for, although I sometimes think that we feel affection not so much for the character necessarily as the person we were when we kind of first read the book or saw the film. No, I think there's a sense that you would like to live a little longer with these characters. I didn't want to be tricksy or clever or postmodern with it. I want to sort of be respectful to the character and also to Dickens.
Segment 1. Ronald Frame has written a prequel to Great Expectations, which centres on one of Dickens' most remarkable and enduring characters, Miss Havisham, the heartbroken and bitter spinster bride of Satis Hall. Initially starting life as a Radio 3 play, in Havisham, Frame colours in the backstory of a motherless Catherine growing up with her brewery-owning father and brash half-brother, and plots her privileged but vulnerable early life. Ronald, did you feel you were able to make Miss Havisham a more rounded figure? I mean, in Great Expectations, she is a truly bitter and vindictive woman. Do you think that any sort of redemption is possible with her character?
Segment 2.
She wasn't presumably born bitter. So my purpose was to go back into the past and to sort of provide another reading of the character. Here was somebody whom we know is a mad recluse, but obviously early on in life was a completely different person, had everything going for her. Her life seemed to promise so much. So what had happened that had changed her life so markedly? I had to do some research about it. I mean, we knew that her father was a brewer in Kent. But one of the things that did become apparent was that brewers in those days, end of the 18th century, early 19th century, had very much become the aristocrats of trade and had made a lot of money quickly.
Segment 3.
And so I had this notion that I could somehow take this Dickens universe and thinking, well, what would Joseph Havisham have done with this daughter who, you know, didn't have a mother, who was a bit proud, a bit wayward? You know, he would have given her some polish, the rudiments of a kind of old-fashioned classical education, and he would have tried, presumably, to marry her well.
And you chose to eschew Dickens' style completely. You didn't want to write a 19th-century novel. Why was that?
I just didn't see the point of it, sitting down in 2012 and trying to write a piece of cold Victorian fiction and sort of trying to prove how clever I was, and doubtless kind of leaving myself open to all sorts of accusations that I got my details wrong and anachronisms and all the rest of it.
Segment 4.
What are the advantages of writing a prequel or a sequel? I mean, I suppose those readers' familiarity.
Yes, you are tackling a character that people feel affection for, although I sometimes think that we feel affection not so much for the character necessarily as the person we were when we kind of first read the book or saw the film. No, I think there's a sense that you would like to live a little longer with these characters. I didn't want to be tricksy or clever or postmodern with it. I want to sort of be respectful to the character and also to Dickens.